It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 18th goes to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Listen, in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. I'm saying all that to say when I was a child, I loved me some damn KFC, all right? My wife used to work at KFC in high school, so I used to pull up and get all types of free food. 10 chicken tenders, 2 biscuits, and all the potato wedges you can give me. That was my meal of choice, all right? When I used to get high, and when my wife worked at KFC in high school, good eating there. And if I would have kept eating that BS every day, I'd probably be dead right now. If not dead, on my way. I'd probably be a 250, 275-plus pound statistic in America's obesity epidemic. I love KFC. All right, just like I love Popeyes, but man, I eat that on very, 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 very rare occasions nowadays. I think I had a Popeye from KFC a few years ago and a 3-piece spicy chicken tender from Popeyes last year when my wife was pregnant, but I love myself too much now to be putting this kind of junk in my body. And what bothers me about these places, these major food corporations who peddle this fast food to people, you know, who when it comes to diet, don't know better or simply can't afford better. Like, that's who they peddle their food to. People who, you know, don't know better or simply can't afford better, okay? They know they are peddling death, but they don't care. And there's a great article in the New York Times right now called What's the Right Way to Reverse the Obesity Epidemic? And it talks about how the efforts to educate people about the health risk of a poor diet do not seem to be working in America. All right, it also talks about how food environments need to change. I actually want to quote an associate professor of exercise and sports science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Drop one of Clues Bombs for USC Aiken. This man's name is Brian Barr, and he gave a quote for this New York Times article. He said, the food industry and government have created a toxic food environment where unhealthy foods are easier and cheaper to eat than healthy food. Food is available almost everywhere, and it turns out that much of the food we are continually exposed to is of poor nutritional quality, end quote. This is why KFC is getting Donkey of the Day, okay? It's because they know, like other fast food restaurants know, the poison they giving people, okay? They know these foods lead to obesity, which leads to all types of causes of death, like heart disease, diabetes, strokes, and some types of cancer, but they don't care, all right? Just a couple weeks ago, people were applauding KFC because they came out with plant-based fried chicken. That was KFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came out with plant-based fried
chicken.
Beyond
chicken.
Yeah, Beyond Chicken. First of all, there's no such thing because chickens don't grow on trees. Second of all, it's good. They were at least making an attempt at more healthier options. But third of all, today, whatever goodwill they established by presenting plant-based GMO-filled fried chicken, that went out the window because they sent out a press release about their latest addition to their menu. No need for me to tell you what it is. Let's go to KFSN ABC 30 for the report, please.
All right, how would you like to try out a chicken and donut sandwich? Take a look at it. That's it right there. KFC says it's testing out this new sandwich in some parts of the country. It's a piece of fried chicken there in between two glazed donuts. And you can try out the donut chicken sandwich in Richmond and Norfolk. They are testing it out there at KFC. Let us know if you try it out.
See, this is what happens when the white man sees that the stereotype that you Negroes love chicken is not a stereotype at all. All right. I am so sick of the white man stealing from black people. This, my friends, is nothing but the chicken version of the Luther. See, somebody at KFC headquarters was high and watching reruns of my top 3 favorite TV show of all time. And it's not 3, the Boondocks. Anybody who knows me knows that I could watch reruns of Girlfriends and Boondocks for the rest of my life and be completely happy. OK, I own the complete season box set of both. All right. I have the 4-season box set of the Boondocks, and I use season 4 as a coaster because it was trash. You know why it was trash? Because Aaron Magruder wasn't the writer on it. They had all the right ingredients, but the wrong chef. But seasons 1, 2, 3, when Aaron Magruder and Rodney Barnes, you know, was using the pens, classics. So many cultural moments they have predicted, and this new donut sandwich from KFC is no exception, because on season 1, episode 10, titled The Itis, the Luther was introduced to the world. If you're too young to remember what the Luther was, let me refresh your memory.
I present to you the Luther. A full-pound burger patty covered in cheese, grilled onion, 5 strips of bacon, all sandwiched between
2 donuts.
Granddad, you can't serve this kind of food to people. It'll cause death.
Whoa, this is what crack must feel like.
See, the white man been stealing from the original man, which is the black man, for years, man. All right, they stole us, and now they stole our ideas. Even the ones that are satire. Aaron Magruder was trying to warn people through the Boondocks about our poor eating habits. You heard what Huey said. You can't give that to people. That's death. Okay? Riley passed out after he ate it. They were telling you that our culture of eating any and everything was wrong. Do you know that in Japan, cultural stigma against being overweight is strong? Like the government and the food environment in Japan work in tandem to encourage thinness? I read that in the New York Times article. Okay, I just learned that. I'm not that smart. But the point is, America does the exact opposite. Okay, our government and the food environment work in tandem to keep us fat and unhealthy. And offering customers two options, a chicken and donut basket meal for $5.49, or a chicken sandwich for $5.99 with a fried chicken patty between two donut buns? That's the most unhealthiest combination you could provide. But hey, KFC don't care. They got quarterly goals to hit. That's why it's only available for a limited time. And we all know how this is going to end after you eat this. If you don't, the Boondocks have tried to warn you.
Boy, are you okay? I'm sure it's just the itis, right?
That or insulin shock. Do CPR.
Riley, wake up!
Yeah, I'm not sure yelling at him is gonna help, Granddad. How do you not know CPR?
I tried to learn CPR, but they wouldn't let me. Because I was black.
Man, that's not true.
Granddad, is that you?
Oh, boy. I thought we lost you there for a second. How was Duluth?
Best thing ever.
Sounds like an endorsement to me.
I hope I just didn't endorse the donut chicken sandwich from KFC.
You did.
Please let Remy Ma give KFC the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
When does it come out?
Is it kind of like chicken and waffles?
No. It's not like chicken and waffles. That's a terrible combination, too. But this is not like chicken and waffles. Because they're not taking the chicken and putting it between two waffles and you cover it in syrup and then take a bite out of it.
I have had that before. They definitely have that.
What?
Chicken and waffle sandwich?
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Who would 100%. Do such a thing?
It's actually good.
Well, keep killing yourself. But you should
they
go read.
They always do the little mini ones.
Yeah, like the little smaller ones. Yeah.
No, keep killing yourself. You should go read the article in the New York Times. It came out yesterday. It's called, What's the Right Way to Reverse the Obesity Epidemic?
All right. Yes. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.